JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
What a great way to start the day.
Just a fun way to start the day.
Perfect way to start the day.
He likes to start each day the same way.
He says it's nice to start the day with a victory.
Not a bad start to the day.
Never start the day without a good piece of toast.
My days start poorly because of the shape I'm in.
Now to help you start the day.
3, 2, 1.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Monday, March 4th. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. It's cold.
I was going to say, is it March 4th? Because you have long sleeves on. Mm-hmm. I've got a hoodie on. She has a sweater on. And it's negative a billion right now.
Raise your hand if your nostrils froze walking from the car to the building.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I mean, it's still supposed to be cold, but it's not supposed to be like this.
Our average temperature's in the mid-40s this time of year.
That's nuts.
That's a nice mid-40s. That's normal. It'd be good.
It's like taking your shirt off.
I was looking at the 10-day forecast, and like 10 days from now, it says like 38. And I, honest to God, looked at that like, God, it's going to be nice. It's going to be hot out.
This Saturday will be great. Now. It was supposed to be a week from Tuesday. Now, Saturday, we could see the freezing mark.
There we go.
The 27 on Wednesday looks just fine to me.
Right.
Awesome. We have zero chance of having a spring. I have decided, we'll have like maybe a week where we have the normal, and then it's going to be a million degrees and raining. I bet you it rains a bunch this summer, which is going to stink. We'll see how it goes.
They did forecast spring is supposed to be more extreme than normal as far as tornadoes and storms.
I saw the big headline. They were like, expect tornadoes and thunderstorms this spring in Nebraska. And I saw a bunch of people tweeting underneath it. So spring in Nebraska. Yeah.
Basic.
We'll have spring.
Well, like we had extra snow, and they forecast that well, so.
Nice.
We'll see if we also have extra thunderstorms and stuff like they're saying.
I'm hoping they're more like what they've been the last decade, where every year they're like, dude, we're going to get so much snow this year, or we're going to have all this rain this year, and it doesn't happen.
Right.
Like, hey, a blind rat finds cheese every once in a while. They found it this season. I think we're only like 3 inches away from setting the record for most snow.
Yep.
In the
for a winter. It's already more than last 60 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see how she goes.
Oh, yay, the snow.
I was in Omaha over the weekend, and I was out at my mom and dad's, and I don't know if it's just how the snow is sitting, but God, it seemed like there was a lot more snow in the yards in Omaha than there is in Lincoln. I think they've gotten a little bit more, I think, over the last however many few weeks.
Like they've gotten a little bit more than we did.
It was cool,
and nothing ever melts.
No.
It's a big old ice box. There's no opportunity for it to melt right now. So
that's all right. It'll get here soon enough.
Yes, we'll survive it. Good weekend. I saw you did the Tribeca of...
Trifecta. Tribeca would be different. That's a city,
stuff.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. That is a different thing. My brain's not completely awake yet, so we'll get there.
Yep. Lincoln, when I moved here, one of my big concerns was that there wasn't enough theater. There's so much theater in Lincoln.
Yeah.
We saw Pinkalicious, but we had some friends that are kids in Pinkalicious at the Playhouse on Friday night. And then Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder at the Stage
in
Hickman.
Which I've heard is great.
Phenomenal.
Okay.
Phenomenal. If you have not been down to Hickman to see what they're doing at the Stage, what they're doing is, I mean, it was stronger than the lead tour.
Nice.
In
that
little
That's
tiny
impressive.
Theater. Yes.
Jeez.
And then yesterday I saw Assassins from Omni Arts at the Carson on campus. It was pretty amazing.
Is that the one that Antonio Banderas was in the movie?
No, there's no movie.
Okay.
Totally different.
Sylvester Stallone, Antonio Banderas movie, that's totally different.
But it is named Assassins. It's
Assassins. You did nail that one.
Yes.
I assumed that maybe, okay.
You didn't have like a hot, steamy Sylvester Stallone, Sharon.
This show is about all the presidential assassins.
Sharon Stone.
Oh, there you go. Okay, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was really, it's a really good show.
Who played the guy on the grassy knoll?
Lee Harvey Oswald?
No. The guy on the grass.
Oh.
He's the guy that got set up for it.
Oh, okay.
Who played the guy on the grassy knoll?
No, he wasn't in there. No.
No historical accuracy.
Ensemble member number 5.
Yeah.
It's the grassy knoll dude.
There was just some guy over in the corner.
Have you seen the meme that's running around about Abraham Lincoln, and he just says, "My God, please somebody shoot me. I cannot get drugged to another one of these theater plays again with my wife." And then underneath it, it's got a comment from John Wilkes Booth going, LOL.
Wow.
It's super fun. Like if Facebook existed back in, whatever.
Wait, is this too early
it's
for
super
a murder
fun.
Joke like that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can, is it too soon for an Abraham Lincoln joke? I don't know. It's probably good.
Probably, yeah.
We might have just hit it in the last couple of years where you can make that joke.
It's official. You can make the Abraham Lincoln assassination joke. There you go.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Oh, we've got more than just a regular Monday. It's a media Monday. Sherilyn will be in at 6:50 to have fun with us and connect into the other side. We also have Make It Right Monday and some good things not too far away.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Like something out of a scary movie.
Ooh!
Imagine you're out in the freezing cold and you see a guy in the distance
that
standing.
That first part has not been hard to imagine.
No.
out in the freezing cold. Yep.
Welcome to Nebraska.
And there's a guy standing in the distance perfectly still. With no jacket on, staring strangely at you with a giant smile on his face.
Uh-oh. Like, so, JP, leave me alone. That's what I'd have been like.
Wasn't me.
And where's your jacket?
And why don't you have a jacket? At least you're wearing pants.
That's true.
That'd be all the things I'd say right there.
Pants were on.
Stop smiling at me, JP. Why aren't you moving?
Someone near Minneapolis called the cops when it happened to them last Thursday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They described the guy as a deranged man, saying that he was holding a pillow and hugging it in a creepy way.
Oh my God, you were in Minneapolis!
I was not in Minneapolis!
Was it like a body pillow? What were you hugging?
It wasn't me. Hugging the pillow in a creepy way, so police thought the guy might have had some sort of a mental breakdown.
Okay.
But after they showed up and got close enough.
What a mental breakdown. Like just outside hugging a pillow.
Wearing no coat. In the cold. Yeah,
that's a mental breakdown.
After they showed up and got close enough, they realized it wasn't a deranged man. It was this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of my pillow.
It was a cardboard cutout of Mike Lindell.
You've seen these in the mall.
Someone just posted this thing outside
in the mall.
Their headquarters is there
in
Minneapolis, so they don't know how the cutout got exactly here, but they're not uncommon around the area. Also, it's where they make them, so they get thrown out, things like that.
Can you imagine putting that out by the dumpster? You'll scare the crap out of everybody walking by.
This is the third one of these we've had in like the last 2 months.
Yeah, that's right.
The cops had a standoff with a cardboard cutout of the Terminator.
And the stormtrooper was in the back of somebody's car.
Yes, yep.
there was a
cardboard cutout of a stormtrooper that caused a whole thing.
No, if I sitting over here, I stand and I'm about 4 feet from Lauren.
Yeah.
And right behind you is not only Taco Jake, so we have a cutout of Jake Owen when he had his long hair, but there's a lion head on top of it or a tiger head.
It's a bit freaky.
And it is. Like every time I look over at Lauren, right over you are these two eyes just staring at me.
Like it literally
at
could all come times. To life and grab her.
It's a strange deal sitting back there. But if I owned one of those, oh my God, I would put that thing in so many weird spots.
Cardboard cutout.
We used to take them at the movie theater because you run through a bunch of those things
because
all the movies that come out. So we used to take them, and one of our favorite things to do would be to take one of the, like, you know, it'd be like Tom Cruise, right?
Right.
And we'd take it, and we would put it in a stall in the women's bathroom. So when people would walk in, and they'd open up the door.
There'd be someone standing
there's
there.
There's Tom Cruise right there. Yeah. You'd always hear, like, randomly someone scream and then start cussing, and it was really funny.
At some point, are they going to have to, like, put regulations on these things? Because how many, like, police...
right.
Like, if we start wasting police time on a regular basis with these full-size cardboard cutouts of people, the police resources being dedicated to this...
That's pretty funny.
Oh, Mike Lindell. You never know where he's going to pop up with a pillow.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We'll find out what's going on in Nashville, Tennessee with the Nitty Gritty for Music City and your favorite stars. And about 30 minutes away, we'll get some good things coming up, too.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row, it's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Sam Hunt is alive.
Really?
We haven't heard from him in quite a long time, so we thought we'd do kind of a radio welfare check. You know, you hear it over the scanner, check welfare. Yeah. We don't know where we're concerned about what this person is doing. So let's check in on Sam Hunt.
Okay.
He's better than okay. He's on vacation.
All the time.
I think he's been on vacation for like 2 years, hasn't he?
Just about.
So actual travel vacation, not working.
That makes sense.
He's been popping up in photos on Instagram, hanging out with Rob Gronkowski and Eric Decker.
Oh my God, talk about bros being, like, that would be the most bro-tastic bro trip
bros on bros in the bro
history.
Well, they all have their wives or girlfriends with them.
Oh no, but yeah, have you seen Eric Decker on his wife's show?
Jesse James Decker?
I'm not going to lie, I don't even know who that is.
He is the biggest, and then Rob Gronkowski is, oh my goodness gracious. That'd be really fun just to sit back and watch these guys just bro out.
So all of them are in Cabo right now.
Okay.
Gronkowski's girlfriend, Camille Kostek, shared a screenshot of them playing volleyball. And there is also a separate tweet confirming that, yes, he's alive. So what about new music? There's no word on that. We'll have to see.
Hey, good for him.
Right.
He made so much money off that album. Like, look, dude, if you don't want to do that stuff anymore, fine. Just live your best life. Go party with Gronk and Eric Decker.
I'll have to go look at that Instagram photo. I wonder if there's a boombox in the background playing, hanging with the boys while they're playing volleyball. Like,
oh, see, I was thinking the Top Gun scene.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, no,
is that what that song is? Oh, okay.
I promise you that is definitely going on. and all their girlfriends are probably going to be running around in little thongs because that's what they do. Although, maybe,
except for the fact that all those guys are too young for Top Gun.
Well, maybe that's a pretty famous scene,
though.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
Maybe, you know, you never know. Maybe Eric Decker's wife will start making music with Sam while they're down there because she's a country singer.
Jesse James is a singer, yeah. Mm.
All right, well, Thomas Rhett made his debut on Saturday Night Live this weekend, and he not only performed a song he wrote about his wife, Lauren, that's his new single, Look What God Gave Her, he also enlisted her to help out with the performance. He posted photos on social media showing that Lauren was with him in New York City and apparently was tasked with the important job of holding his cue card. It says, "My name is Thomas Rhett, and I'm performing on Saturday Night Live," which is funny. Thomas also performed a new song called Don't Threaten Me With a Good Time off of his upcoming fourth album. That is called Center Point Road, and we now know that it will be out May 31st. So a new Thomas Rhett album is coming. He will also be launching a new tour in May featuring special guests Dustin Lynch, Russell Dickerson, and Rhett Akins. He's taking his dad on tour.
As long as dad doesn't show up on stage wearing what he was wearing when he was at PBA last, he was wearing cowboy boots, Husker shorts, a Husker t-shirt, and a cornhead when we ran into him backstage.
Although he wasn't on stage. So theoretically,
that's
true. The stylists are more involved for all these artists if you're going on stage.
I hope he does wear that at every one of his shows.
He'd be a superstar.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Dad, are you wearing shorts and boots again?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to know Dan and Shay. They were recently asked about the stuff they have to have when they are on tour. For Dan Smyers, it is, quote, pour-over coffee. I'm very specific about my coffee. It's called a V60. I brought a separate suitcase for it on my UK tour, so he has to have his very particular kind of coffee. Shay Mooney says he just needs his phone and video games. Quote, Golf Clash and Clash Royale are super addicting games, and I don't play them at home because they're distracting from my family. So when he is on tour, it is no holds barred, all video games all the time.
All right.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Even when it's as cold out as it is, we can find some good things to talk about. And if you got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, Kix 96.9.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
You've got a... We want to hear about it. Let us know. Facebook or Twitter, Kix 96.9. And we'd be glad to share your good. What do you got today that's good, Lauren?
Well, there is something to be said for beginner's luck. There is an 83-year-old woman in Delaware who had never in her entire life purchased a lottery ticket. So she decided, whatever, you might as well try everything once.
Yeah.
She purchased one single lottery ticket and won $40,000.
Nice.
Wow.
She said, I don't know. The machine lit up and it said I won. I can't believe it. She says she has no idea yet what she will do with that money, and she should probably never buy another lottery ticket ever. Don't you think? Like, I bought one. I won $40,000.
She's one for one, 100%.
Exactly.
She can just walk off. Although maybe she's just good at it, and she buys another one, and she's two for two and wins $80 billion or whatever it is.
That'd be
sweet.
I don't know. Just go out big, I think. Get that $40,000.
Special skill that she never knew she had.
The ability to play games. Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing. We'll talk about all the awesome concerts and everything a little later in the show. But I just want to say thanks to all the people in Omaha. This Papio kid got to hang out with a lot of people in Omaha who listened to our show. And they kept saying, hey, we switched from, you know, whatever station it was they were listening to. And just had nothing but awesome things to say. And it's always so humbling and great.
Very cool.
To get to hang out. And I was up there with, it was me and Rob that was up there who does afternoons. And people were just pulling up off the stage, taking photos, hanging out. And it was just cool, man. And I appreciate you guys because it fills the old happy bucket, re-energizes you on the, you know, coming into work early in the morning and all that. So thank you guys. You're awesome.
pretty sure we're going to do that for Luke Combs or Chris Stapleton.
Oh,
too,
gosh, so. Yeah.
I had two real quick ones. Nick Townsend from Nebraska
who
was on American Idol and advanced to the Hollywood round, so we have awesome. That to look forward to.
Apparently his story, I didn't get to hear it, but his story was making rounds and was just amazing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe, I read about it, that he lost two brothers to suicide. And that's why he's within like 18 months of each other. So that's, he's trying to promote awareness and
that awareness with his, along with his that success from Takema, Nebraska. My other is a thing that came out this weekend celebrating.
My name's Dewey Oxberger. My friends call me Ox.
I'm a mom. I'm your Uncle Buck.
So it's the 25th anniversary of John Candy passing away. It was Ryan Reynolds put together with, along with the help of Chris Candy and Jen Candy, this awesome video tribute to John Candy. Now I want to go home and watch all of his movies.
Right.
I mean, literally one of the funniest guys ever.
If you're listening, you've never seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, you need to watch that movie.
Oh, yeah. No. So good. That's right. I was just, this video Uncle montage, Buck. Uncle Spaceballs, he's amazing in. Armed and Dangerous.
I'm a mug. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
He's fantastic. So if you get a chance to maybe celebrate John Candy's life, but watch some of those movies. Otherwise, definitely check out this tribute from Ryan Reynolds on our Twitter at KX969.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on KX96.9.
It's the first month of the month. Therefore, we need our psychic to be in the house with us. Media Monday with Cheryl Ann. That's next.
It's the KX96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
The first Monday of the month, traditionally, a Media Monday with Cheryl Ann Fletcher.
Right.
She's our local psychic, and she will be taking any of your questions coming up here in just a bit. We'll do what's called the lightning round, where we have folks just chime in on Facebook.
We need to have like a sounder for that.
A sounder for the lightning
round? Yeah, something. I don't know what. Like some sort of like, I don't know. It's got to be something else like Scooby-Doo maybe. Something.
Music?
It's got to be like a sounder between there that's like a good, like we have the X-Files music right now.
Right, like a lightning bolt.
Every single time.
Or lightning
That'd
be good. Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. That's what we need. Ka-chow. Yeah, lightning. Every time. Every time we switch between people. Like, ka-chow.
Each person answers.
This is my horrible. That was somewhere. Larry the Cable Guy is mad at my poor impression
of
Mater.
Bad impression of Mater.
Sorry, dude. He'll probably message me.
Hi, good morning,
Cheryl. How mad he is at me.
She made it. She made it in.
My toes are frozen.
Yeah, my nostrils are still kind of thawing out from earlier.
Your nostrils are falling out. That's like a problem.
Thawing out.
You said falling.
Thawing.
It sounded like
good
falling
morning,
out.
Cheryl Ann.
Good morning.
All right, so here's the deal. It's Media Monday, so Cheryl Ann will be talking with you and connecting folks to the other side. If you'd like to be a part of the show, we'll have the lightning round, and we determine that we might have to do the lightning McQueen ka-chow.
We're going to have some sort of lightning sounder, and we decided on maybe ka-chow.
Wow, okay.
Ka-chow. This is what happens while we wait for you guys ka-chow! To come into the show.
So. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But we'll have your way to get connected to your loved ones and to the other side with Cheryl Ann coming up next month. But if you'd like to be a part of the lightning round, you can start doing that now on our Facebook page. You just put up your specific question for Cheryl Ann, and we'll do a Facebook Live with her coming up in just a bit. But first, we start with Carol, who'd like to connect with her husband.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
How are we doing today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm good. And I just want to tell you right up from the get-go, your husband wants me to tell you that the love you carry still for him is very apparent to him. He wants me to also talk to you a little bit about how well you take care of yourself. He is telling me that he's very proud of you in everything that you're doing in life. At times, though, you just, do you still cry for him?
Yeah.
He tells me when you're...
I do a lot.
Yeah. And he's telling me that when that happens, he's right beside you. He wants you to know when you're crying, he's right there. Do you still have the wedding ring? He brings that up.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. He is it like in a jewelry box?
Yes, it is.
And he says to tell me or to tell you that makes him feel really good that you still have that. Now, the wedding dress, he said, bring that up. I'm supposed to bring the wedding dress up. Do you still have it?
Yes.
Do you have a daughter?
Yes.
He said she used to wear that.
She said she'd never get married if her dad couldn't walk her down the aisle.
Okay, let's go there. She needs to understand her dad's always there and that he will be there to walk her down the aisle. He's telling me to have you tell her that in the back, are you guys into country?
Yes.
He says to have her go in boots the ones that she knows he would appreciate most, the type of style of boot, and to dress country. He said on the back side, does he have a belt buckle that you still have?
Yes.
He said to put that on the back of her dress.
Interesting.
Okay.
Like,
that's cool.
Where the train would be. She's going to end up more of a gauzy. Is your dress gauzy, kind of like?
It's pretty simple.
So she's going to end up adding a little gauze, a little more vintage to it, and that's what he's asking me for her to know. Also, okay. Too, do you have a specific penny that you hang on to?
I actually have a few of them that are old pennies, like wheat pennies.
And he says to tell you to make some kind of a jewelry piece out of those pennies for her, like a necklace thing or some kind of a penny for good luck. Oh, and also, excuse me, he's pushing up the suckers, the heart suckers. What does that mean?
We had, in Lamaze class, we had Charms suckers. They were heart-shaped. Some of them were heart-shaped and some of them were round.
Well,
we had those for Lamaze class, so we always gave those to the kids for Valentine's Day.
That's crazy. That's really neat.
Do you know that he's bringing these up for why? Because we're talking about the daughter. And he's like,
yep.
He's like, get her some, get her some, get her some. You're supposed to get some.
Huh. Okay, that's weird.
No, I know.
What does he think about a decision that I've made that I'm going to do this summer? Selling something?
He's kind of questioning. He says your heart's still in it. Your heart is in it, and you should really reconsider and think about it. There's a lot of grass on the ground. What does that mean?
It's our home. It's the house that Bob and I restored.
He said bed and breakfast. You'd be good at that.
Never thought about that.
He just said bed and breakfast.
Those are a big deal right about now.
Yeah, they are. They are. And in our town, we actually have a campground, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe that would work out.
He said zone. So you need to look at the zoning. He wants you to consider doing that instead of letting it go. He said he's more concerned with your financial investments. He wants you to pay attention to that and utilize the tax breaks and things that you could do. He said you're an amazing maid, meaning clearly you are really good at housework.
You know what I do for a living? I'm housekeeping. I do housekeeping in a retirement place.
See, it's times like this that it really just like overwhelms me because people in the world, when they hear stuff like this, it not only blows my mind, but it blows others' minds that he would be so clear.
And that's why I'm in the business that I'm in, because I absolutely love what I do.
And he knows that. He said a thank you, too, for taking good care of him. Is there anything you'd like to know before we have to go today?
The only other thing I wanted to know is, I know I've asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you again. True love, am I going to find it again?
Yes. Around Christmas time? I know that's a long way away, but it's because of the Christmas balls your husband is talking to me about right now. Your husband still. Decorations. Like a big gathering with Christmas balls.
Huh.
You have
Because you told me before it was going to be this summer.
Right.
What the heck?
But you've had a lot of change. You've had a lot of change, honey.
Oh, trust and believe. I know. You Amen. Don't have to tell me twice on that.
We love you here at Kix 96.9. Thanks for listening to our Media Monday show.
Yeah, I love you guys, too. I listen to you every morning on the way into work.
Thanks, Carol.
Okay, thank you guys a million.
You bet. Have a good day.
Have a great day.
And just like that, that's how it works with Cheryl Ann and a Media Monday. So if you'd like to be a part of the April edition of Media Monday, you just direct message us with the title Media Monday, and we'll get to that for April. But if you'd like to be a part of the lightning round that we'll have coming up, we'll get that a little after 7:10 with the Media Monday. Not only does Cheryl Ann deal with connecting you to the other side with your loved ones, we've got something else coming up.
Oh, yeah?
In a farm ghost.
Really?
Farm ghost?
Yes. Bobby has an issue with a farm ghost.
Really?
Okay.
It's a gozer?
So that's coming up. I don't think it's...
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
First Monday of the month is always a Media Monday. We're lucky enough to have a friend by the name of Cheryl Ann Fletcher who does the psychic stuff for us. She's also a ghost hunter. If people want to reach out to you for either one of those, what's the best way to do that, Cheryl Ann?
Well, the best way for contact would be to call me on my phone, which is 402-217-6334. Or they can also reach me on Facebook, Cheryl Ann Elliott Fletcher. That's where they can message me if they have an issue or they need a reading.
Yeah, you can do a readings with Cheryl Ann on your future. We'll do a lightning round coming up in just a bit.
Yes, if you have a single question for Cheryl Ann, you can pop that up on our Facebook page. You'll find on the, is it on the Kicks page or the JP and Lauren Mornings? Okay, on the Kicks page, yep. There's a post. Put it in the comments under there. Will I have a baby this year? Should I take the new job? Things like that. Mm-hmm. And we'll do a Facebook Live and answer all of those.
We'll do that lightning round here in just a bit. Not only does Cheryl Ann connect you to your loved ones, but she also is a ghost hunter.
Yes, I am.
And good at cleansing things, which I think we might need another cleansing because our promotions director, Lexi, swears she was down the hallway and somebody came in this studio and slammed the door shut.
Yeah,
I heard about it.
There's nobody in here.
We have to do another ghost hunt. I told Coryell.
All right.
I want to be here for this one.
Yes.
I want to be here for this one.
Nighttime ghost hunt with Cheryl Ann in our building because Clarence, the janitor, is not alone, apparently.
No, he is not.
Uh-oh. Great.
Picked up a friend.
Yay.
Nice.
So not only will she help you with psychic stuff, with ghost stuff, and that's what you're going to do for Bobby because he's got an issue at his farm.
Hello, Bobby.
Nice.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm more worried about the questions of the haunted in your life. And, you know, I do that.
Yes.
I kind of want to go there right now. Yes, you have an attachment. It's on the property. It has to do with a lot of bloodshed.
Okay.
Was there farming there?
There was.
Okay, there's an individual that has passed away on that land. Do you understand who I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay. This person was a little bit, had a little bit of behavior issues. And there's also something to do with a tractor. What was the tractor issue?
We still have the tractor on our property. It's an older tractor that doesn't run.
Okay, let me tell you something. Right there, that tractor has an attachment. The person that has passed away on that property is still around a lot. And
so it's attached to the property, not personally myself.
Right, it's the property. Did you know that there was a major battle on that property? Have you done the study?
No.
Do the study. There's a lot of, like, what I'm picking up is, like, Indian issues in that area, a lot of back in the day Civil War type stuff on that property. You've got a lot of bloodshed and a lot of anger on that property. My suggestion, the place needs to be cleansed. You do too. And the tractors and such. That person is telling me you need to be careful. You do.
Okay.
This person is also telling me that you would know why.
Okay. I do a lot of work in this I call it Cleary building.
Yes.
Like metal building. That's, mm-hmm. that's the building I'm concerned about. Like, I feel different when I go into that building.
When you walk into that building, you have every right to feel that way because it's a heavier presence.
Right.
And it isn't a... You know, I need to come into that building and kick that out for you. It is not a happy situation. It looks for reasons to taunt you and other people that go in that building. Is there tools in there?
Yeah, that's where I do. That's my woodworking shop.
Okay, yep. I'm just going to tell you that your tools, take inventory.
Okay.
There's some tools missing, and you'll find them out back by a shed, is what I'm being told. Is there a shed?
Yeah, there's what I would call it a lean-to.
Okay, yeah, opening. We're on the same page. Just a different vision. Something about some tools are in there that shouldn't be, and they are not of your displacement. It comes.
I've never been in the lean-to. So.
I know. It's not of your displacements of the tools.
Wow.
And the one I've got a really good concern about is the handsaw. Have you checked for that lately?
No. I haven't been out there in probably a month.
Okay, I want you to take a trip out there when you can with someone. Do not go alone, please.
Daylight, maybe, too.
Yes, please. And when we're done talking today, JP will let you know how to get a hold of me.
Okay.
And I think in the next week or so, or when you have some time, I think we should get together and clean that out.
Okay.
Otherwise, do you have any questions other than the building?
So I know who you're talking about. And, like, I get it. Because I told you that I feel different sometimes. Not every time, but sometimes when I go out there, sometimes I just leave.
There's a lot of animosity there between you two.
But is that person, we built on their property. Like, the property was inherited by my mother-in-law, and me and my wife built on that property, a house, the Cleary building was existing. I just want to know if that person is upset that I've set up shop out in that Cleary building, like the woodworking shop. Do I need to move it? You know what I mean? Do I need to not be out there?
First of all, when it comes to ghost hunting and people, you know, spirits not liking something that you're doing, it's kind of like treating a situation from a parent to a child. Who has the upper hand here? You own the place. You run it. It is your life. It is what you do and what you like to do.
Right.
You are the parent. That is the child. The moment you give in to or succumb down to what a spirit is trying to drive you out, you have just given it the license to make you run away, and you've lost everything.
Gotcha.
So my advice, when you go back in there, you say out loud, first of all, I'm the one who owns this place. You don't like it, there's the exit.
Gotcha.
That's the stance you need to take, okay?
Good.
And by the way, you're a good person, don't forget.
Hey, is he, well, I guess one other question. He had an old truck on the property, too, that doesn't run anymore, so we... Yeah, actually, had two. And the newer truck is sitting inside the Clary building, and it just recently quit running.
Yeah, he's having fun with it.
Is he just messing with me?
Yep. He said, the spark plugs, the wiring is where you'll find the problem.
Okay.
We sure appreciate you, by the way, at Kix 96.9. We enjoy conversations like this where I can really work the other side for you.
Being able to take care of both of your talents at once is pretty interesting.
Yeah. So we want you to know that, you know, our conversations with you today is what we also like to hear from other people as well.
Yeah. Okay. Bobby, thank you very much.
Bobby.
Yep, thanks.
From my heart to yours, have a lovely day.
All right, thanks. You too.
And we're going to schedule that cleansing anytime soon now.
For that's a freebie.
Right?
No. Yes.
Okay, so I have a question. Yes. So, like, when you go in and you told them to basically say, like, hey, there's the door, get to step in because this is my place.
Right.
Yep. Isn't it a bad idea to make a ghost that is already not happy with you more angry at you?
Well, no, you know what? Here's the problem. When people are angry, you know, who has the upper hand here, Nick?
Well, you know it depends. Some people are a little more vindictive and get angry and do crazy stuff.
Right. You know, but who has the upper hand? There's a way to go in there and say it like this. This belongs to me.
Yeah.
You do not belong here. We're going to break out the sage. We're going to do a cleansing, and you need to get out, period.
So you're not worried about, like, this thing getting mad?
Are you kidding? I've been thrown across the floor.
She's got the salt rock shotgun ready to go, just like Supernatural. I got my sawed off ready for that.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
No, not really.
Effective with a ghost?
No, seriously.
A salt rock gun?
No, but there's a way to handle it.
I mean, it kills flies. Why not ghosts?
You could take out the ghost.
It's all good.
I'm just saying, man. Like, he's going to walk in there and be like, yo, get to step. And then all of a sudden, he's going to be, like, being drug across the ceiling.
You know what? That would not be
what is happening to me? You know,
I've been there, done that. Okay?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
like,
that's
you're
why
not gonna,
you need me.
But you're not going to be there.
I don't know how to handle that.
You just told her to walk in there and do that. You're going to walk in there this morning, and there's going to be like bone saws flying around.
Whatever.
It's going to be crazy. I'm just saying.
I love you.
You just don't want to scare the ghost. All right.
Well, you know?
Yep.
And you already told me my theory that if something can touch me, I can touch it is wrong.
Well, it is. It is wrong.
Well, okay. Probably.
It is.
Well, we're going to get to the lightning round coming up here in just a second. So if you'd like to ask a specific question of Cheryl Ann, you can do that on Facebook. Cheryl Ann, we always appreciate when you come in.
I love you.
We'll do this again coming up in April.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
So lightning round coming up on Facebook Live. Just get to KX969 if you'd like to be a part of that. We have Make It Right Monday coming.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
KX96.9.
You messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
Brought to you by the Husker Lawn and Leisure Show. And if you need us to help you make it right with somebody you've torqued off, or they're like, it always goes back to that first time with the guy and the dog poop in his front yard.
Yeah.
And ever since then, people have just been asking us to jump in and be basically a mediator, if you will, to any kind of potential argument or disagreement that's going to happen with Make It Right Monday. So again, if you need our help, do like Terry did and direct message us on Facebook or Twitter at KX969 and you can be a part of Make It Right Mondays. Looking to help someone make it right by their best friend. That's what we're doing today, and Terry is on the phone with us. Terry emailed and needing us to make it right. Good morning.
There is zero pressure on that.
Right?
Like, their best friend in the world. We're going to make it right for you. Don't worry. We're cool as the other side of the pillow.
Hopefully we can't make it worse.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, no pressure on you, but let's hopefully this goes well.
Okay. So,
okay, well, first explain to us what all's going on.
I mean, look, we've been, like, best friends since forever in college, right? And, like, our wives are best friends, and, like, we all, you know, we met at the same frat party back in the day. the wives were in the same sorority. Like we go way, way back.
Okay.
So my buddy Ben, his wife's been on his ass about his gambling. And Ben loves gambling. Like, he gambles on everything, like girls' state high school basketball games.
What?
Wow.
He's going like, deep.
he's, like, super degenerate. Like, if you gave him odds on the size of a turd I was pooping, he'd bet a 100-note on it, you know?
I like this guy.
He's nuts about gambling. And lately, he's been complaining to me that, like, his wife, Ann, she's been all over his butt about it.
Yeah. Okay.
And, like, he doesn't even know how she figured out that how he's making or losing money. Like, he doesn't even know how she found out about it.
Uh-oh.
And the thing is, like, he's actually winning a lot, and she just wants some of the cash for herself because, like, he's crushing it.
Wait, so she's not mad that he is gambling. She's mad that he's winning and not sharing.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know if he's, like, fixing high school basketball games or something, like, driving reps, but he's making a killing.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, no. So he's got his little, he's got some money that he's putting away. And for himself, and his wife doesn't quite understand basically how he's showing up with new clothes and new shoes all the time. Is that what you're saying?
So she. And I need to tell him that, like, it's my fault because she came to me thinking he had a bad gambling problem. And I love him. You know, he's like my brother. So, like, I told him, like, he has a problem, but not really because he's been winning for years.
It's not a problem when you're a winner.
Right, oh, right.
So were you you were trying to get him out of trouble by saying that he's not losing money, but you got him in trouble by revealing how much he's making, essentially?
Basically. I mean, I didn't know, like, the details. Apparently, he just has cash tickets everywhere that he doesn't know where to put them. But, like, yeah, I was like, no, he's fine. He's not, you know, you're not going to lose the kid's college money on this. Don't worry. From what he tells me, he's up a lot, but now she wants some of that for her shopping.
Oh, man. All right.
Okay,
oh,
so is he mad at you about that now?
Well, he doesn't
know. That's
he doesn't know it's him.
Oh, he doesn't he's know about it was tell you. Him. I thought yeah. you, oh, okay.
Yeah, he's about to tell him that it's his fault that
he's
his wife knows.
I thought this
knows.
Was already a fight. No, this is about to be a fight.
Yeah, he's a narc.
He's a narc, yeah.
He's a narc. Oh, my God.
He was trying to help. Right? It sounds like you were trying to help.
Yeah, I was just trying to help out because she knows he gambles, but she didn't know he's winning all the time, you know? Like, so I was like, no, don't worry, it's okay. And
oh, no.
All right.
How much did you tell her? Like, does he, like, have a separate bank account or something? And you're like, yeah, he's got this whole thing going on? Or did you just say, hey, he's doing all right?
I was just like, look, he's doing all right. He's been buying me drinks every time we go out for the past 3 years, so he's not losing
wow.
money. He's fine.
So you also reveal that he's been doing well and putting this away for years.
Yeah.
Well, and that he's been spending money on his best friend and not her.
Not on the wife.
I just try to help.
Wow.
That's
this
funny.
This is going to be awesome.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, Terry, the way we'll do this is we'll put you on hold.
Is he going to be mad at you?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably not spend money on you for a little while.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I might have to be buying some bar tabs for a bit.
All right. Oh, so this is awesome.
We'll put you on hold here, Terry. We will call Ben, and we'll get him on with us, and then we'll just turn it over to you and let you reveal what's going down, okay?
All right.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
How would you react if you found out your best friend narked on you to your wife?
Hopefully he will appreciate that he was trying to help.
Yeah, you can let us know how you would react. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. More Make It Right coming up.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Yeah, you messed up.
Everything was wrong.
And JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are here to help.
Make it right.
It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
So it's Terry who needs our help to make it right with his buddy Ben, because he basically narked out Ben to his wife about his gambling. We had one guy say I'd punch him right in the mouth.
He was trying to help. He was trying to get him out of trouble.
Right.
It's like you should just kind of know, like, if your buddy's wife, if he likes to gamble, and she even asks a question about it, I have no idea.
Just plead the fifth.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Doesn't talk to me about it. That's usually the right answer. Like, it's just a, yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, baby.
So we, for Terry, called Ben.
Hello.
Hi, we're looking for Ben.
This is he.
Ben, hey, it's JP, Lauren Husker, Nick, the Kix Morning Show.
Hey, what's going on?
We've been talking to a friend of yours who told us things are going great for you, that you enjoy some gambling and that things are going very well. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
We're not going to call the cops on here.
No, don't worry. We're not. Sports gambling has become legal in this country, so we're not coming after
you. It's all above board.
Yeah.
What's up? We also understand that your wife is a little upset with you.
Oh, my God.
Because you're not sharing your winnings. Tell us a little about that.
I treat her right. It's not like I don't share, but I'm not, you know, like when you get a lottery ticket for somebody and they're like, hey, if I win, we'll split it or vice versa. I'm not doing that. I'm what I do and I do it well. And it's like, you know, I treat her right when I, you know, when we're going out and things like that, but I'm not, they're my winnings, you know, it's my deal. You know, she could gamble if she wanted, but she doesn't.
You are playing with, what is it, both of your money, right?
At first.
Yeah.
If he's been winning, now he's got winnings. I do a lot of fantasy football, like daily fantasy sports. Jess asks me all the time how much I have in there. She will never, ever know the answer to that question. A little bit, honey. Just a little bit. Like, that's all I ever tell. Just a little bit.
Is she legit upset with you?
Let's just say she's not happy.
Okay.
Okay.
So how'd she find out about what you were winning?
You're getting too much joy in this, Lauren.
I don't know exactly.
We do.
I guess she just assumed. But yeah, I don't really know the details of that.
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be helping here. This is supposed to be... Hey, we have a friend of yours on the phone who wants to chat with you, okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to bring... God, Lauren. You're the worst wingman ever in the history of wingman.
You're like the ultimate narc.
God.
Isn't that what we're here for?
No. Okay. All right, so we have someone on the phone for you.
Hey, Ben. It's Terry.
What up, dude?
Hey, yeah, you know how your wife's been on your ass about all the gambling winnings?
Sure do.
I might have accidentally been the snitch, but I didn't mean to do it. She came to me thinking you had a gambling problem.
What?
Yeah, I might have accidentally told her not to worry about you, but then she took it the wrong way. You know what I mean?
What do you mean took it the wrong way? What did you say?
Because she was like, hey, I think Ben's having a gambling problem. Should we do an intervention? And like, I was trying to cover you. I was like, no. There's no need for an intervention. He wins all the time. He's good. But then, like, somehow from that, I think she figured out that you're winning way more than you let her do shopping with.
Is that your business?
Oh, no.
Wow.
He was trying to help.
Yeah, I just tried to keep her from doing a lame intervention where everyone gathers and talks about how you haven't, you know, how you've hurt us because of all the gambling. But it would be so lame because I'd be like, oh, I'm so hurt. You've been buying drinks for years because of all
the gambling. You could also just say, I don't know, right? You could just say, I don't know anything, and she talks to me and I deal with it.
I messed up, but I meant well, and I just wanted you to know that.
Meant well.
I'm sorry, and that I'm the weak, but it wasn't intentional.
Hey, guys, can we jump in here real quick? Because we're here to help, okay?
Yeah.
We're here to help.
Right.
Hey, Ben, I have a question for you. Is your wife a smart lady?
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you right now. She tricked your friend. Like, she's smarter
probably.
Than him. And she got him.
Yeah.
She knows you don't need an intervention. She just wanted to know if you were winning a bunch.
I think that's a very good possibility.
She is 100 times smarter than this other dude, and she tricked him. It's not his fault. All of this happens to us.
It's not hard to be smarter than Terry, that's for sure.
See? No, that's real. My best friend in the world, his wife is so much smarter than me, and she tricks me into this kind of stuff all the time. She knows.
Yeah.
I don't think this is his fault. He was just trying to help. And she's like, come here, you big dumb animal. I'm about to use and abuse you.
Terry definitely didn't go to college because he liked to read books.
I like you guys.
He deserves that little dig.
I deserve a little of this.
I just think your wife outsmarted your best friend. And she's known him for how long, did you guys say, since college?
Yeah.
Yeah, by now she knows every little button to push.
Right.
I'm sure your wives laughed afterwards when she's like, watch this. And then she just went up, just outsmarted him.
I mean, you know what snitches get, right?
Uh-oh.
Stitches. Oh, come on.
No more beers bought for them at the bar?
Fewer drinks?
Say, this won't be forgotten.
Mm. What if we help out and we try to hook you up and hook you guys up with, like...
some fun?
Yeah, like go to a concert or
some
something.
Duct tape for Terry's mouth?
I don't blame you. When all of a sudden the little pot of gold that you were hiding...
How much money are you hiding from your wife that you're this mad?
Hey, listen. Don't be trying to trick him into outing the dollar amount, Lauren.
I feel like you're not helping by getting this mad. It feels like a lot of money now.
Lauren, he's betrayed.
All right, what I think we could probably do, Ben owes Terry drinks until we get to the Brothers Osborne Lincoln on the Street show in April.
Ooh.
And so, and then you guys can bury the hatchet, if you will, be best buds.
I owe him drinks?
Anytime you guys hang out. From now until April 26th.
Yes.
You're buying. Would you agree with that?
Because I got the money. We should be buying because he...
He's the cash man right now.
Hey, Ben, can I ask you a question? And you can just say yes or no on this. The most glorified practice in the history of the world, the Red White Spring Games, coming up here in April. It's right before that concert. Do you gamble on that?
I'm not going to say anything.
So
look, why don't you ask Terry?
I need to introduce you to my best friend that I do a sports show with. You guys could be best buddies, I have a feeling. That's funny. All right, fellas, did we help you out?
Are we okay?
Good? Do we figure it out?
Are you okay with it, Ben?
Yeah, sure. Sure, I'm okay with it. I'll talk to you later, Terry.
Oh, boy.
That didn't feel sincere.
Come on, it was an accident.
Oh, my gosh. There's going to be an uppercut in someone's future, I have a feeling. All right. Well, gosh. We did our best.
Yeah, we did.
No violence.
Best friends. They'll be okay.
They'll get past it.
I'll let you gamble on how long the concert opener is going to go for. Come on, I'll give you the other side of the bet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got to go Google voodoo dolls, how to make one.
That's so funny. All right.
Well, hey, Terry, thanks for reaching out to us.
Thanks for helping me clear it up.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Man, be nice, buddy. As nice as you can be, all right?
All right.
Thanks, guys. He was Googling voodoo dolls.
I'm getting so many texts from friends going, at the very least, when he walks into my man cave, I'm hitting him so hard in the arm.
Oh, yeah.
That it's going to hurt for like a week.
So many secrets in these relationships.
Man. Yeah. Mm.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick show on Kix 96.9.
If you need us to jump in and help you with an issue, make it right Monday. Just direct message us.
I just got a text from a friend who might like gambling as well. And he goes, you never mess with your buddy's side job. What are you doing?
JP Lauren and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Just had to play a little bit of...
That could have been me during that. I mean, if this is our audio, I was like, oh, no!
That's Evie, who is Dirk Bentley's 10-year-old daughter, filling in for Brandi Carlile at one of the shows earlier this year.
So she came to Omaha. And he said, like, it was the third time that he's going to have her on stage.
Uh-huh.
And we got to talk with him a little bit about it ahead of the show. And I guess she, like, insisted on coming to Omaha. So it was a quick turnaround flight for him and his family. But he had his kids running around backstage and stuff up there. And it was pretty cool. It was such a fun Saturday. So poor JP had the flu.
Yeah, I was
so
out.
He was. There was a lot of people wishing you well, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, we were. As you might imagine, Rob was giving you a hard time at our pre-party.
Of course he was.
Up at DJ's dugout.
I hate missing shows.
It was full, man. There were so many people who came up to say hi to you guys.
And we want to keep doing it up there at DJ's.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you, the coolest part, one of the cool parts about this job.
Yep.
Is you get to meet, first, the listeners and hang out and meet all these people, right? That come up and they talk to you about some of their favorite parts of the show. I think I relived every datum or dump 'em that we've ever had with multiple people while we were up there, which is cool.
Yeah.
And then another neat thing that we get to do is we have the opportunity to meet some of these artists, right? And I always tell people, like, I take it as a way to be able to kind of tell you who these people are away from the stage and get an idea who your favorite people are behind the scenes.
Yeah, because they're all just people with jobs.
Yeah, totally. And it was cool because while we were there, first of all, John Party was very like ready to go, you know, business. He wanted to get up on stage and get going. And he was talking to Rob and I, and he said, I can't say the exact quote. I tweeted it if you want to read it. But he said his next album that he's about to release is, quote, country as F-bomb. And he is real excited about it. And he said he's looking forward to having a tour that he's going to headline and all these things. So I'm really excited for that. He said he's just country music. He wants to be as country as it gets. So really excited for that with John. And then I got to tell you, it's always neat to me because these artists go out and they meet like so many people. They're on the road,
right,
traveling around all these places. You get radio people coming up and want to talk to them and all this stuff. And the first time that I got to meet Dierks Bentley was when we went down to Country Stampede, which is a unique opportunity because, you know, you got the collective area that people are hanging out. Mm-hmm. The artists walk through there all mm-hmm. the time and this stuff. And when we were down there, I got the opportunity to talk to him for like 45 minutes and just BS with Dierks about different things. So I was all excited to see him again because he's one of my favorite artists. And when we get backstage, he remembered me, which about freaked me out. Yep. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Like, I looked over at Rob, and Rob starts laughing, and I'm like, oh my God, how does Dierks Bentley remember me? Like, I'm a goober. Like, I don't know. So he has us come back, and we hang out before the show, and we spent probably about a half hour talking about his kids. I got to talk about my son, Carter, with Dierks Bentley, which is so cool. And his little kids are running around. His girls are running all over the place. And his daughter was wearing one of his T-shirts because she just loves it. So she was like, you know, a little kid with the shirt just above her ankles. And this is probably the dirtiest shirt I've ever seen, too. She must have been finding places
down there.
Backstage. Yep.
And so we spent a lot of time talking about that. And he was saying how Omaha is like one of his favorite venues, but he was going to have a hard time remembering that it's the CHI Health Center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The entire concert, he kept calling it the Quest Center.
Well, he was up all of us way back in the past.
Yeah. I know. And then he kept looking up at the top because he was thinking maybe the name would be right. up above him.
That happens, yeah.
But no, it was a sponsor for the basketball team that plays there. So he kept looking up and he's like, that ain't it.
Dierks is one of the nicest guys ever.
Oh, yeah.
We had him, when was it? Way a long time ago for a free show that we had won. At Pinnacle, not Pinnacle, Pershing Auditorium, and hung out with him backstage for like an hour.
Cool,
he is the nicest guy, and his family are fantastic too. And it just goes to testament that country music artists, they're nice people and they're real people.
I was being made fun of because my go-to, because this is how much I love food, my go-to is to always talk about different, what is your favorite thing to grill and how do you, I told Dierks Bentley how I make chicken wings and then he complimented my beard. I could die right now and I'd be so happy.
That is so funny.
It was so neat and it was fun. And then Rob jumped behind his bar. He has like this bar back there and started like bartending for everybody because one of the bartenders ran off. So like it was really fun. It was neat. And it was a cool experience. And I got to say, as a kid from Papio, went to Papillion La Vista, it's so fun hanging out with our Omaha friends. A link of people are awesome and hardcore. And it's so fun to get to go up to Omaha and see that same love and chat with everybody. Like a little bit of pride.
That's
you know
awesome.
When I'm talking to people about growing up on Highway 370.
So keep listening for your chance. We give those opportunities as well to take people backstage too is a big deal. So
there were so many people asking about our show with Brothers Osborne.
Oh yeah,
downtown.
Lincoln on the Streets coming up in April,
dude. Mm-hmm. Like we gotta. I think I'm taking that Friday off just to go down
TJ
town
and
hang out with people and just
do the show and go down there.
No, the listeners. This is gonna be awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be coming up
April
26th with Brothers Osborne, who just did this on Burning Man with Dierks. And again, Dierks is a super nice guy. We've got a ton of tickets for you to win. Just go to our website at kzkx.com and you can win your way to. We got Kyle Park and Buckaroos for St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Sticks and Larry, the cable guy, on the 27th at PBA,
man.
Which will be weird.
Which is, I mean, that's like.
I know. Larry the cable guy.
You don't like immediately drop like in your Sticks album after you listen to Larry's stand ups?
Yeah, exactly.
You do. Makes sense.
It'll be fun.
That's it.
Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Oh, I got to shout out one of our favorite people who calls the show all the time. Amanda Money. That's her legit name.
Oh, that's right.
She's getting married the week after.
She's not changing her name.
I know. That's what I was saying. She's getting married the
week.
You
have to keep Amanda Money.
Right. The week after Chesney comes here.
Man.
And I was like, dude, bro, you're taking her name, right? Because that is awesome. Have to.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
You're the best around. Nothing's going to ever keep you down.
Right from my playlist from the Karate Kid soundtrack as we celebrate the best of the best in. So there's a.
You mean. Are we not the only ones who've noticed this?
What the f? Apparently not. Because now they're finally getting the recognition they deserve.
A man?
Yep.
And that's what, like, it's just a running, if you don't follow that thing, you
Florida
should.
Florida Man on Twitter, it's
oh
absolutely
my God.
Worth watching.
Because it's like every day, there's like 10 different times they're like, you know, Just watched a guy walk out of a convenience store and he pooped on the hood of a car, Florida man. Like, it's ridiculous.
These are all, so somebody has put together, there's now a Wikipedia page for all the news stories. The insane news stories that come out of Florida. All these real news stories that start with a Florida man.
Yeah.
Because they're truly, truly ridiculous.
Right. And now the best of the best are being honored on this Wikipedia page.
Are they? Is it being honored? Is that what I would probably think that, actually, I would assume.
Should we give you some of the top 10?
Please. Yeah, let's hit it.
Number 10, a Florida man dressed up as a pirate and got arrested for firing a musket at cars on the highway.
Oh my goodness. What'd until the shooting at cars on the highway, it sounded awesome.
Right?
Like, you go out to the farm.
Up until then, it was just Halloween.
Yeah. Just be like dressed up as a pirate at a farm and build yourself a little wooden boat and shoot a musket off of it.
Captain Jack Sparrow or
whatever. As long as you're not hurting anybody, that's awesome.
Moving on, a Florida man was caught pleasuring himself with a stuffed animal at Walmart.
Oh, wow.
That has all the elements I don't of a have Florida story.
Yeah, I don't have any of those previous stories comments to add to this one.
No, not at all.
Sort of. Not even kind of.
A Florida man got out of jail, then immediately broke into a car in the jail parking lot.
Oh, that's good. Gotta get home somehow.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have a chance.
I mean, of all the things he missed while he was in jail, most... top of that list was committing crimes.
He probably had like a window bed that was looking out the window, and he's like, dang, look at all them cars I can steal. He probably had pegged that car for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Florida's car.
A Florida man who collected flamethrowers set his house on fire.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Right.
Who could have seen that
Why
coming?
Would you collect them if you're not going to use them? That's what I say. There's probably a spider in his living room.
Oh, that's happened. That's
and he ran upstairs, threw on the backpack with the gasoline in it, and he's like, die, you eight-legged freak.
A hangry Florida man bit off his girlfriend's thumb during a late-night Taco Bell run.
Oh, that just tells me she pulled what you do, where she tried to reach over and eat like the last bit of his taco, and he's like...
like Paul's taco.
That's how he defended himself in court. He's like, no, she said she didn't want tacos, and then she went and ate one and a half of mine. It's like... that makes sense.
A Florida man broke into a car dealership, stole an SUV along with two TVs from the lobby, crashed through the glass doors, abandoned the SUV, then told the cops he didn't remember any of that. Was that me?
I mean, I've used that excuse before.
Plausible deniability.
With the parents when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I don't remember doing that.
A Florida man slapped his employees with a large lizard called a bearded dragon. He was the owner of a reptile store.
Wow, that's like a real deal. Like, you're like, you guys suck at your job so much, I'm going to hit you with this lizard. Watch this.
This just tells me he's enterprising and he uses what's around. He owns a lizard store.
He owns a lizard store. That's what you do. Okay, hold on. I'm going to get to you the drum
the number
roll
one.
For the number one. Here we go. And the number one.
The Florida man who tossed a 3-foot alligator through the drive-thru window at Wendy's. His real name was Joshua James. He was arrested in 2016.
I do remember that story.
He threw an alligator through the window of the drive-thru at Wendy's.
But how odd is that in Florida? Like, they probably have a drill set up already. You know what I mean? They're like, alligator through the window. Like, everybody knows what to do.
Code B6.
Yeah.
Next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Yeah, it's a good look up Florida Man on Twitter and also the new Wikipedia page if you want to be informed about that. It's brought to you by Concordia University Online Learning.